Recently, four Planned Parenthood clinics in Iowa ended operations. This comes after the Republican-controlled state legislature blocked federal funding to the organization as a way to restrict abortion access. In addition to abortions, Planned Parenthood provides birth control, STD testing, and cancer screenings. Iowa Public Radio's Sarah Bowden looks to see if these closings have affected health care access in Iowa.
Two of the four clinics that recently closed were located in southeast Iowa. For 31-year-old Phoebe McNeese of Burlington, the loss of Planned Parenthood in her community is devastating. McNeese is a sexual assault survivor. She feels the health care she's received from Planned Parenthood has been particularly supportive.
They care about that aspect of my life as well. Well, I'm not saying that another doctor wouldn't, but they're very sensitive to that in a way that I have not had other doctors be.
Like McNeese, many patients aren't happy they have to find new doctors. And because a large portion of Planned Parenthood's patients are low income, the organization says these closings mean many women won't be able to find medical care. Ron Kemp is the chief executive officer of Community Health Centers of Southeastern Iowa, which accepts Medicaid. He says that so far, he's not seen a big influx of patients.
Providers are telling us, both at the Keokuk site and at West Berlin site, that they're seeing women come in who they probably have not seen before, who are looking for women's health services. Volume, I don't hear anybody saying, Jesus, the volume that we can't handle.
I made dozens of phone calls to health clinics that serve low-income patients in areas where Planned Parenthood recently closed. What Kemp reports is pretty typical, but many add it's early and this could change. Also, Kemp cautions that Planned Parenthood has a more relaxed healthcare delivery model, where it's not uncommon for people to just drop in.
Our structure tends to be more formal. We have scheduled visits, scheduled providers, and specialists in the office, so it's a different environment, and probably some angst about how that'll work for the individuals wanting to come in, needing to come in.
Before Planned Parenthood left Burlington and Keokuk, community health clinics actually referred patients there for long-acting birth controls like IUDs and implants. Kemp staff recently began providing these services. He says that creates added stress for staff who aren't as experienced in these areas as Planned Parenthood providers.
It's the pressure of having the skills so that they're comfortable. Two is having some of the more expensive methods available to them.
Jody Tomlanovic is the executive director of the Family Planning Council of Iowa. The nonprofit administers federal funding to family planning clinics throughout the state.
In Iowa, losing a provider anywhere in the state, any kind of a health care provider, is a bad thing.
Tomlanovic says, though it will be several years before Iowa sees the impact of these clinics closing, one of her major concerns is that fewer people will get screened for STDs.
When you screen, and particularly something like chlamydia, which is can be pretty asymptomatic for a long time, you know, you catch more occurrences of the disease, of the infection. A lot of practices, they don't generally screen. They'll test if there's a symptom or, you know, some reason, but they don't screen.
Amy McCoy is the public information officer for the Iowa Department of Human Services. She points out that all types of healthcare providers leave communities all the time.
We've had providers who had, you know, 100 people with very high needs close, and so we have to find all types of services, you know, 24-hour supports for people. So it's part of what we do.
This doesn't matter to Phoebe McNeese, who says she may continue going to Planned Parenthood. The closest clinic is now nearly 2 hours away. Because McNeese's car is in no shape to drive on the highway, that means she'll have to take the bus.
But it is a $30 ticket to do that. So a $30...
That's like a tank of gas.
That's more than a tank of gas in my car. But it would probably be worth it to me.
In Burlington, I'm Sarah Bowden, Iowa Public Radio News.